When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hey, everybody. This is a preview of today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Merkel Media.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw three long bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. But the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand and he's running really fast and spears Dan and holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow his head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg, and I look over, and there are two small, gray entities pulling at me, and they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reach my hand into this bush, and I touch air. Couldn't breathe, and I couldn't move, because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Welcome to another members episode, friends. We are here in studio, and this is a little bit of a different episode for you because I came into the office this morning and I told these guys, I said, hey, we're going to do a recording for the members to go next Thursday. Here's a curveball. Deal with it, right, Jack?
That's right. Yeah. And we're rolling.
Yeah. And so we have this fancy table, we have a fancy table. We have a fancy TV on the table. I decided that I wanted to have a TV to be able to reference things on, like all the fancy podcasters do, like Joe Rogan. And we're going to mount this on the wall here at some point, but I had this in the back of my truck for the last week. Mm-hmm. And so I just pulled it out and we slapped it up here and it's working. I think it's working. Is it working, Jack?
It seems to be working.
Perfect. Perfect. I love it when the plan comes together.
It's the best.
Yeah. So anyways, I just kind of wanted to come and do a live show for, not a live show. This isn't live. This is pre-recorded, but a show for the members. Just kind of give them some updates and just kind of have some fun with some certain things. Because Jack and Derek here, we have a, what is it called? Like a save album or something, Derek, on Instagram?
A collection.
A collection?
A saved collection.
Yeah, we have a collection on Instagram where we find things that we think people would enjoy with the show and we just save it in there. And we've been doing that for months now and we haven't dipped into it at all. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, let's dip into that. So I pulled like, I don't know, five or six different videos that I just was scrolling through and like, oh, that was fun. And threw it to Jack and he's going to pull them up at times throughout today's recording. Just kind of have some fun reacting to certain things, having some conversation and just seeing where it goes and letting us think out loud. So everybody knows Jack, the producer.
Jack.
Hello.
He's the brother that doesn't look like me, but he is. And not just like, oh, he's like a brother to me. Like he legit is my brother.
Yeah, that's right.
Better hair, weaker beard. So
everything you said is very true.
But and we also have Derek, who actually probably looks like my brother more than Jack, and he's not.
I'm not. No.
But Derek, who are you, and why should people care?
All right. fair enough. Tony just hired me on in June. I am now the operations manager here for the Confessionals and Merkle Media. Felt the Lord call me to come help you, support you up, and I don't know, God's timing and all things. It's been an awesome ride so far. So we're excited. I'm excited to be here.
You know where I'm going to go with this.
Go ahead.
So first of all, what episodes were you on so far? You've been on what, three?
I think it's been three.
The first one was the one you did biblical portals,
Living
right?
Gateways 549, I think
549,
it was.
That yep. was a members episode,
that
right?
was a members episode.
Yeah. And what did we talk about in that one?
We talked about basically how God used a portal to extract, was it Peter, out of the jail.
That's right.
And
I remember talking about Christ walking through walls.
Yep, yep. And then how the same word was used in Revelation for the entrances to heaven, that like there's three portals essentially around heaven.
Love it. Yep. And portals are just doorways. Like they're literally doorways.
Yeah.
That's why I called it gateways in the title.
Right.
I used to obsess about portals in an unhealthy way, but I got over it.
Well, you got through it, man. Yeah, that's what happened.
That was the thing. Like when you start diving into all this stuff alone, and you have like these epiphany moments where like, you know, it's not even just like, oh, I think, oh, how cool would it be? It's like, oh no, I know this is real. Mm-hmm. Like once you had that real thing, you can't help but talk about it. And I was like, holy crap, portals are freaking real.
Yeah.
And I honestly, during the portal season of the show,
there was
I remember sitting here actually thinking to myself, and I think it was before Jack was hired, because I think it was right in like the beginning of the 500s when I really started hitting that, late 400s. And I was like, the show's never going to get any better than this. I was like, where is it going to go? Like, this is the top. Mm-hmm. And every time I think that, it just goes to another level. And I think it's because the show goes the direction my interests go.
Yeah.
And so, that's why I feel like the show will always have a new season, because as long as I'm breathing, it's just going to go the direction that I go. And so it is what it is.
It's a good journey.
You were also on the Bunny Man episode, kind of sitting in.
Yep.
I don't think you talked much on that one, right?
No. Not too much.
No, yeah. He didn't.
just kind of was a character.
I was a character.
And then you were on the one Nephilim Slayer episode we did right after Lindsay was diagnosed, because the love was like overwhelming.
That's amazing.
And I wanted people to just kind of know I was breathing, you know? Because like people are like, I'm so sorry. Are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm not the one with cancer, you know? That's still my thing. Like, I mean, it sucks. And like, I'm getting way more tired and exhausted right now than I had earlier in this stage because of all everything that's going on. But I'm not the one with cancer. You know what I mean? And honestly, like Wes Germer from Sasquatch Chronicles has said this many times over the years to people who, when I was first starting podcasting, people would come to me and try to get me to talk bad about Wes, and that ain't happening. Mm-hmm. And as the same way goes the other way. Mm-hmm. And I know Wes has told me, you know, people will say things to him, and his common response was, Tony is the hardest working person I've ever met in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell everybody, I have more endurance in general than most people have. And so when it comes to this stuff, like, yeah, it sucks, but I'm not the one going through it. I can pick up extra shifts at home, and I can still keep everything afloat here, and I can continue to do everything that I'm doing because, hey, I got it easy compared to my wife, you know?
You guys have been doing amazing.
Yeah, so
it's incredible.
Thanks.
And real quick, on the portals, let's just be real though, because that is the biggest like stepping stone into your realm though. I mean, like the fact that we can understand that things in the natural move in between a spiritual realm is a really big revelation. So
yeah, that's true.
It's fair.
Thank you. The first time I felt like the Christian world was kind of tracking with me was when I met Alan DiDio. And I know I've said it several times recently, but it's just something that I got to hammer home to people. Like, Alan DiDio is a huge reason why I am the way I am today. And it's not because of him, but the portal, the doorway he opened up for me to other people as well as himself. And if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't know a lot of the pastors that have come alongside of me. And it's all because he had a Instagram reel, and it always started out with something like, portals to hell. Are they real? Or is this a portal to hell? It was something like that. And it was on my Instagram feed popping up as a suggested reel for like a month or two. And it was, like, I saw this thing like 12, 15, 20 times. And it finally hits me because I'm dense. It's like, maybe I should see if this guy would come on the show. Like, I knew he's a pastor, and I was mm-hmm. like, oh, ain't no pastor going to want to talk to me. Mm-hmm. Like, traditionally, that's not the case, you know?
Yeah.
And he came on, and everything went from there. But yeah, so anyways, life has been good, but chaotic and hectic. And, you know, you're here, Derek. It was something that we were meeting about, and I was really just, I get nervous about making moves, you know what I mean? When it comes to this stuff. Mm-hmm. And, I knew when she got her diagnosis, I was like, I'm not going to be able to handle everything on my own. Like, and the fact that I've seen how it plays out, where you come in every day and you have a full-time job, and your full-time job is basically offloading a lot of things that I had to do before myself on top of everything else, mm-hmm. made me realize how stretched thin I was.
Yeah.
It gave me a breath of fresh air, to be honest with you. Yeah, your story is crazy, dude, because like you said, what you said here in the beginning, but like literally you and your wife, and I'm going to tell from my version, you tell me if I'm wrong, but no, let me tell the
I'll
story
listen.
First.
Yep, sounds good.
people who are like longtime listeners will remember like episode 300s, 400s, somewhere around there. I flirted with this idea of doing the confessionals bus tours. And I think I did three. Did I do three?
Yep.
Yeah, three. And the first one you came on. Mm-hmm. And I think we had like 20, 25 people on that one. I can't remember, but it was a lot. Mm-hmm. And things went sideways with that I would never do again. I didn't feel comfortable in the moment. And you learn your lessons the hard way sometimes. But you were there and your dad was there. And you both are pastors. You're a pastor underneath your dad. And you guys just showed me so much love and grace. And I just felt like, I really like these guys, you know? Mm-hmm. And it helped that you slipped me a $100 bill. That was nice.
The Lord told me to.
Legit.
So.
Legit. Like, hold on a second.
Did you actually?
Yeah, I did.
And I still carry it around everywhere I go.
I thought you gave it away. You still have it?
No, I'm just kidding. Oh. This actually was donated to me by a lady at church. she's like, get some food for your family one night this week, because she knew that this week was going to be a hard week for us medically. But yeah, no, I just so happen to have $100.
I'm like, you still have it? You told me you got rid of it. No,
oh my
so,
gosh. But I mean, no, I'm not done yet.
All
I'm
right,
not
done I'll yet. Hold my breath.
we keep in touch, and then from my recall, how this all played out, I'll just say this. You and your wife felt the move to, and you had a pizza shop, that mm-hmm. your own business up there in yep. New York State. And I'll say you, because I don't know about your wife, but you felt like God was telling you to move and sell your company, mm-hmm. and that there was at least a pull to be an aid for me. Mm-hmm. And that happened 2 years ago. You moved down here. And do you understand how much stress I was living under, knowing that I had a friend down here that was here to help me and I wasn't utilizing that help? I was trying to figure out how to...
Sub note, he texted me to come to Tennessee multiple times.
Yeah, but sub note to your sub note, I text a lot of people that. Okay.
Fair enough. I responded.
It's true.
No, but it all happens for a reason. And and you had the guts to sell your business and mm-hmm. do it. It's crazy. But I believe that you were definitely here for a reason, and you've been a huge help. And so I think I've referenced you in recordings at times, like Derek said this, Derek said that, or whatever. So you are Derek, and that's
this is me. Yes.
That's your role here. And you might be popping up on episodes moving forward, because we often have meetings that run hours, because it's like a meeting for an hour and it's like another hour of just talking. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it just started hitting me. I was like, you know, I feel like we have a podcast in the making here, the three of us. In-house, and it wouldn't cost me. This is the great part. It wouldn't cost me any extra money. Like,
Tony's motto.
I'm like, hold on a second. It's now part of your job descriptions to record an episode with me once a week. You know, no, but we've been kicking around some ideas. Jack, how long have we been going on this recording, roughly?
10 minutes.
10 minutes. Okay. Well, I'll say it anyways. So we've been kicking around the idea of starting another show. I'll spare people on the location of the show and the title and all that stuff be worked out. But the general idea is that the three of us have our own podcast together. Since we're all here anyways, mm-hmm. why not start a podcast and talk and hang out? And, you know, I won't go into great details about some of those things, but I think today would be a fun testing ground. You know, and I'm just sitting here talking and not really podcasting with three other guys or
that's
two other
fun.
Guys.
Yeah.
So, do you want to let Derek share his part of the?
Yeah, go ahead.
The moderator. Happened? Thank you.
Yeah. Yes. Go ahead, Derek.
That's the steering that I need you to do during these.
That's good. We met and I gave you $100. I felt the spirit of the Lord just say, like, I was starting my business like 5 years before this. And I know you were stepping out and doing this by yourself. So I didn't know what kind of money you were making. And I bought a bunch of cash with me for the trip because I thought I could buy souvenirs or who knows. But I had $100 and then the Lord was just like, give him $100. And so it was like right at the end of the bus tour and I was about to get off the bus and I like walked up 12 rows to you, a little nervous. And I was like, I just felt like God wanted me to give you this to help you because you're stepping out on your own. And then you gave it forward to a guy at a grocery store, right?
Yeah, it was something like that. I don't think it's a bad habit, but I have a habit of giving to homeless people when I get a chance.
I love it. But it was great. So, I mean, that was a great connection
I can't say that word.
Philanthropist.
Yeah. Like, don't they give like tons of money away? I'm more of just like a
spirit of a philanthropist.
I'm like, oh, look what's in my cup holder. Here you go, sir.
You got a good heart, man. So, but yeah, it was just like a lot of little things. I felt like it kept connecting me. With your journey, like we're both half Hispanic, we're both October birthdays, we're both like, and I just like a lot of like these weird synchronizations where I felt like the Lord was continuously like having me focus towards you. And I felt like constantly like I was supposed to be praying for you and lifting you up in prayer. And like we text randomly and I was like, hey man, I'm praying that episode was a little weird, you know, and things like that. And it's just kind of wild. I mean, like my heart was to be here and I felt like the Lord was pushing me here. I gave up money and a business to be here, but like that's all part of the fun journey of life. Like God has like the best plan for you. I'm surprised my wife jumped in and said that she wanted to do the same thing. I mean, we actually were trying to get out of New York with everything going on with COVID. So we were looking to go to South Carolina. That fell through. And then magically Tennessee just felt like the place to be. Mm. And I know we're like, we're moving here and all I know is Tony. So good luck, right? And it's been a process. And like through that whole process, God's been working in me, through my family. And it's honestly, I wouldn't change any of the time frame to any of it. It's been completely, I think, ordained by God. So
yeah. Well, you brought up birthdays for a second. And the day that episode's dropping is my birthday, yep. October 23rd.
Oh, let's give him a happy birthday.
Happy early birthday to me.
All right.
Because we're recording this on the 16th. So, and then your birthday is on Monday, the 27th. So,
oh, how fun.
Yeah. I'll be 40. So today, as you guys hear this, I am 40. My mom has always told us, or at least me, I don't know if she told you, Jack, but the time that I was born. So I was born the 23rd of October at 9:08 in the morning, and I was 23 inches long and 9 pounds, 8 ounces.
Wow.
So it's easy for me to remember.
Yeah, and you're a numbers guy.
I am a numbers guy.
Even though you say you're not sometimes, I think sometimes you are.
Yeah, I don't know what I am.
Yeah.
Like, you can't really fit me in a box, you know? I don't fit anymore. So
well, you didn't fit then either.
I didn't fit then. I was clearly
23 inches.
I was the biggest baby in the hospital with the smallest mom, they said.
That's funny.
My mom's 4'8".
Yeah, she's tiny.
And she did it naturally. No C-section. So
yeah. I don't think she had an epidural on yours either. Did she? I think she said
they messed
it
up on her
something.
Epidural or yeah. something like that.
So you should send your mom flowers and candy
like
on
every,
your birthday.
Every birthday. Yeah. Like,
that's actually not a bad idea. I should probably start doing
my
that.
My birthday is because of you, Mom.
Mom, thanks for suffering. Trying to make you proud, Mom. But yeah, what were you going to say, Jack?
Yeah, I was just going to say it's actually amazing. So like I went to visit Derek's hometown. What was that? The beginning of August.
Mm-hmm.
And to see what he gave up to move here to follow the call of what he felt the Holy Spirit leading him to be. It's like, it's honestly amazing because it's a small town, but it's a place where his kids grew up. Like there was just a home environment for them. They, you know, being a pastor under his dad and like leading a congregation with his dad and having that close connection constantly. And then a very successful business, mm-hmm. like everything that he was willing to give up to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. It's like, that's the man that you want in charge of operations, like to know that he's going to be led by the Holy Spirit. So it's just really cool to see that. And that's the context that helps to mm-hmm. just feed it, you know?
He's saying that before I was in charge of it and I wasn't being led by the Holy Spirit. He's like, thank
new
God.
New management
Tony.
Now.
Under, when can he fire Tony?
Merkle Media under new management.
I'll spit that out.
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button and become a member today.